אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר זוהר לעם.
We're studying from Zohar for All. After אחרי מות, we are in item 12. You are invited to enter our website kab.co.il, where you can find the book in Hebrew. You can also send us questions at kab.tv, and questions about the relevant topics will be aired live. Article Yaakov asher pada et Avraham, Jacob who has redeemed Abraham. Item 12.
When I'm now along with a friend, I'm being or being present along with a friend, I want to think their thoughts. There is no other vessel, only them. So it doesn't matter to me what are they thinking, what state they're in. I want to be in the same desire, in the same state as they do. If I'll do so, I stand no choice. The Creator brought me here. My choice is to surrender, to enter the Kli. So maybe I need not think much. Rather only one thing, like a baby, to truly be integrated with the adults, and whatever will be, will be. The simplest thing, meaning constantly to think, how would I like to be in the same desire as they do, the same thought as they do? What precise desire and thought? Well, I don't know. Simply to enter among them. This is what is called to annul, subdue oneself inside the upper womb. So, let's try. And then we will reveal that the group isn't the group, that it is the Creator.
We're studying from Zohar for All, article Achrei Mot. Sorry, Parshat Achrei Mot. Article Yaakov Asher Pada Et Avraham. 12. Therefore, so said the Lord to the house of Yaakov, Jacob, who has redeemed Abraham. Shouldn't it have written, therefore, so said the Creator, who has redeemed Abraham? 13. However, certainly Jacob redeemed Abraham. Because at the time that Abraham fell to the furnace of fire of the Kasdim, they judged him before the Creator. Thanks to what will he be saved from that? And he has not the merit of his forefathers. The Creator told the court of above, he'll be saved thanks to his children, since a son merits his father. They said, but Yishmael would come out of him. The Creator said, however, Yitzchak came out of him, and he will put forth his throat to be slaughtered on the altar. They said, but Esau will come out of Yitzchak, Isaac. The Creator said, Yaakov, Jacob will come out of him, who is a complete throne, and all of his sons are complete before me. They said, certainly thanks to that, Abraham will be saved. As written, who has redeemed Abraham. 14. It's written, Lo ata yevosh Yaakov, velo ata panav yechvaru. Jacob shall not feel shamed, and his face will not be whitened, because when he sees his own children, his own creation within him, they will sanctify my name. Who are they? His children. My own deeds. These are Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, who put themselves into a burning fire in order to sanctify his name. Lo ata yevosh Yaakov. Yaakov will not be ashamed. Was Yaakov mentioned here? It is written, and they had the people of Yehuda, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore they are called the sons of Yehuda. Therefore it should have said, Yehuda will not be ashamed. Why does it say Yaakov will not be ashamed? 15. However, at the same time that they tied Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah to put them in the fire, each one of them raised his voice and said, before of these nations and kings and ministers, Hananiah said, the Lord is mine, I shall not fear. What can men do to me? The Lord shall help me, and I will see in my enemies. It is good to shelter in the Lord than to rely on the generous people. Mishael started saying, and you, my slave Jacob, shall not fear. These are the words of the Lord. Because I am with you, the words of the Lord, to save you. For now I shall destroy all the nations, but not you. At that time that the nations and the ministers have the name Yaakov, they wondered and joked for him to place his confidence in Yaakov. Azariah opened and said, hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. 16. It says, Zeh yomar la'Adonai ani. He shall say, I am for the Lord. This is Hananiah who said, the Lord is mine, I shall not fear. And this will call on the name of Yaakov. This is Mishael who said, do not fear, my servant Yaakov. And this should write his hand to the Creator and will call upon the name of Israel. This is Azariah who said, hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. At that time, the Creator gathered his entourage, the angels. He told them, in what word from the words that those three said shall I save them? And they opened and said, and they shall know that you alone are the Creator, superior over the whole land, that he should save them because they trusted the Creator. 17. At that time the Creator said to the throne, to Malchut, my throne, with what word out of the words that they said shall I save these sages, these righteous? They told him, I will save them through the word that they all laughed of her, of, meaning thanks to Yaakov, Jacob, meaning not now will Jacob feel shamed, and not now will his face be whitened, because they will see that they were saved thanks to him. As Jacob's merit stood to Abraham in a fire, now it shall stand for Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. As written, so said the Lord to the house of Jacob, who has redeemed Abraham. Yaakov shall not be ashamed, and his face shall not be whitened now. From this grace of the clown that the nations and the ministers have joked upon him. 18. All of them that made a laughing stock of Jacob were burned in that fire, and the fire killed them. Who saved Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah? Because they prayed before the Creator and united his name as it should, and for having united his name as it should, they were burnt of that burning, they were saved of that burning fire.
No questions. Okay, continue. So
Nadav,
the main thing for us is to unite the hearts.
Nadav Avihu, 19. The two sons of Aaron sacrificed the foreign fire, that they did not unite his name as it should, and they were burnt in the fire. There were two deaths, one before the Creator, and one that he did not have any children, any sons. That one who does not merit children is considered as dead. Because of that it is written, after the death of the two sons of Aaron, and it is written, Vayamutu, and they died, in a single verse. Acharemot, after the death, is, as literally, and they died is because they did not have any sons. 20. And Nadav Avihu died before the Creator, when they sacrificed the foreign fire before the Lord in the desert of Sinai. And they did not have any sons. and Eleazar and Itamar took the position over Aaron, their father. What is one towards the other? That it says, Banim lo hayulem, they did not have any sons, and therefore Eleazar and Itamar took the priesthood. Did they inherit the priesthood from Nadav and Avihu because they did not have any sons? Rather, Veyamutu, and they died, is because they did not have any sons. Certainly, they were considered as dead. But it is not like other people of the world, because even though they did not marry a woman, they only died the death of their own body, but they did not die the death of their soul. 21. They did not die the death of the soul, as it is written, and Eleazar, son of Aaron, took one of the daughters of Putiel for him as a woman, as a wife, and she gave birth to Pinchas. Those are the forefathers of the Levites. Why is it written, those are the forefathers of the Levites? Pinchas was alone, because Nadav and Avihu reincarnated in Pinchas. Therefore, it is written about him, those are the forefathers, in plural form. Accordingly, they died a death of their body, but did not die a death of their souls, because they reincarnated in Pinchas. 22. Because of this, it is written, Pinchas, son of Eleazar, son of Aharon, the priest. And he should have said, Pinchas, son of Eleazar, the priest. Why does it mention son of Aharon, the priest? Rather, in every place where it mentions Pinchas, it says about him, son of Aharon, the priest. And regarding Eleazar, it's not written only Eleazar, the priest, and is not mentioned as the son of Aaron. And this is because Nadav and Avihu, the sons of Aaron, reincarnated in Pinchas. Therefore, the writing mentions him as son of Aaron. And through the death of their body, they did die. However, they did not die in their soul, for they reincarnated in Pinchas. 23. In the name Pinchas, there are two names, a pair, Pin, Chas, and there's a little yud written between the two letters, Pinchas, because this yud includes two together. Pinchas correspond to Nadav and Avihu, and the yud corrects them and connects them as one. 24. Nadav and Avihu are two. Why did they not incarnate in two people? Rather, only in Pinchas. However, they were two halves of a guf, of a body, since they did not marry a wife. And one who did not marry a wife is like half a body. And because of that, they were both included in one, and as is written, and she gave birth to Pinchas. Those are the forefathers of the Levites. 25. And the yud of Pinchas was not put in him in order to connect the letters, except at the time that he was jealous for the Creator, when he saw the letter of Ot Brit Kodesh, a sign of the Holy Covenant, that Zimri put with another authority in the Midianite, and where Nadav and Avihu were bent initially, it was corrected here. Because in a foreign woman, Nadav and Avihu were bent initially, as written, when they sacrificed the foreign fire. And here, in the foreign woman that Pinchas killed, they were corrected, as written, Uba'al bet el nechar. And like there was a foreign fire, here too it's a foreign woman. 26. How is a foreign fire related to a foreign woman? Initially, they drew closer to the to sanctity that is far away from sanctity, and they flawed sanctity, as written, when they sacrificed the foreign fire. Here too, Zimri performed the same transgression, that he would bring closer that which is far away from sanctity, a foreign wife, a woman, towards sanctity, because he would bring closer the name of the king the sign of the holy covenant to the that which is far away, to the foreign woman. Immediately, ויר פנחס בן אלעזר בן אהרון הכהן ויקם מתוך העדה ויקח רומח בידו. Here he corrected what was initially bent. Then a yud was placed in his name to correct the letters together. Yesod, that corrects Zeranpin and Malchut. And he was called upon with peace, which is the Yesod called peace. Therefore, it says, I give him my covenant in peace. My covenant indeed, Yesod. The name Pinchas includes two names, Pen, Chas, that imply to Malchut, that is called Pen, and Zeranpin, that is called Chas, from the word of Rachamim, mercy, Chesed. Nadav reincarnated half the name, Chas, Zeranpin, and Avihu reincarnated in the half the name, Pen, Malchut. And the flow of Nadav and Avihu was in the Yesod, that they sacrificed the foreign fire, Klipa, to the Yesod of Kedusha. Therefore the letters Pen and Chas were separated, since they did not have a Zivug, because the Yesod was bent, inclined, through the force of the foreign fire. Similarly was Zimri's transgression, that he had a coitus with a daughter of a foreign nature, a foreign god, and inserted the Yesod of Kedusha in the Klipa. And by that he flawed the Yesod, and the Yesod was bent. And when Pinchas killed Zimri, in order to correct the Yesod that was bent through its sin, it followed that also the sin of Nadav Avihu, who reincarnated in Pinchas, was corrected. And then the Yud was added to his name, Pinchas, being the Yesod that was corrected. As written, I give him my covenant of peace, which is the complete Yesod. And Zeranpin and Malchut, the letters Pen, Chas, rejoined and connected through the Yod, Yesod, Yesod.
We need to understand that it speaks of our qualities, how we're working with them, diversify them, and in the integration between them, ever, over and over again, we scrutinize one step forward, one step more, and then more and more and more details and data that is more profound being revealed, meaning due to our desires, meaning within our the connection between the desires. And we are losing it with the desires for oneself to gather it to what we have already corrected and do, well, how should I put it? A general upgrade over the whole system over again with the previous corrections. And that is already considered being in the next general degree. So relating to all we are reading as qualities, forces, conditions within our desire that accordingly are revealed according to the order of advancement. We discover the flaws in them and correcting them. Hence, every degree starts from the revelation of those flaws, those defects. Yes.
Dan from Odin is asking, it's unclear to me, how do I hold on to the sensation of the friend? And what is the sensation of the friend compared to my sensation?
I don't know how to say it. We nevertheless need to be closer to reality and not to talk about the high degrees. There's no friends, there's only the Creator, there's only divinity, etc. These are just words. It's not rather for the time being. Try and see in everyone an inseparable part of me, that surely through the lie that shuts my eyes, not the eyes meaning my emotions in the world, this is how I see him, as foreign, as alien, as hated by me, separated to me. We need to try and work in this way, and try feeling him, feeling the friend as a part of you that is truly within, that is you, it's your body, it's part of you. These exercises eventually give a person a slight understanding of, as Bala Sulam said, that if the doctor would come and stitch an organ that is cut out of the body, well, stitch it back in, then the same body and the same organ will feel one another, and the body can work with the organ, and the organ feels itself connected to the body. These exercises help later on reaching the same attitude with the Creator. So we need to see the our life as the game in the playground, where kids are learning how to just be a bit more like adults. This is how it is. Next.
27. I give him a covenant of peace. What is peace here? In the Esod, they transgressed initially by sacrificing a foreign fire. In the Esod, they flawed and caused a dispute initially between Zeranpin and Malchut. Now that it was corrected, it says, I offer him my covenant of peace. My covenant, indeed, the Sphira of Yesod, called a covenant, will be in peace with him. Peace between Zeranpin and Malchut. And because of this, a small yud was placed in his name that implies that the Yesod, which is from the small letters, to show that what was bent initially has been corrected, that the Yesod that was inclined has been straightened, and Malchut made peace with the Yesod. 28. Beyom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, it was instilled to read the parasha, the portion of the sons of Aharon, in order to atone for Israel in the exile, who have no sacrifices. And because of this, the order of the sacrifices of Yom HaKippurim was arranged here in the portion of the sons of Aaron, and reading them comes in the place of the sacrifices. And moreover, because the death of the sons of Aaron atones for Israel. 29. It follows from here that every person, when he receives sufferings from his masters, these are atonement of the transgressions. And each one feels sorry for the sufferings of the righteous, they pass his transgressions from the world. Therefore, B'Yom HaKippurim, on the Day of Atonement, that we read, after the death of the two sons of Aaron, so that the people will hear and would feel sorry for the righteous that have lost, and their transgressions will be atoned for. Because he who feels sorry for the righteous who have been lost, or sheds tears over them, the Creator declares upon him and says, and your transgression has been removed, and your sin has been atoned for. And even more, that his sons will not die during his days. And it is written about him, he shall see his own seed live long life.
Trying to remain in the intention.
Article, Kol HaNechalim Holchim El Hayam. All the streams go to the sea. 30. All the streams go to the sea, yet the sea does not fill up. Rabbi Shimon said, I wonder about those people of the world who do not have eyes with which to see and a heart with which to watch, and they do not know and do not pay their heart to look at the will of their master. How can they sleep? How can they not rise from their sleep before that day would come when darkness and doom shall cover them? And the one who owns the deposit will come to claim that payment from them. 31. And the clarion declares upon them every day, and their soul testifies on them every day and every night, and the Torah raises voices to all sides, and it says, until when shall the fools love a fool? One who is a fool shall come over here. One of no heart, she told him, go, eat my bread and drink my wine. And as one who shall put his ear to listen, and none who shall awaken his heart. 32. The last generations to come are destined that the Torah will be forgotten from them, and those wise of heart will gather to their own place, and none shall be found who can close and open in the Torah. Woe to that generation, that from here onwards there shall be none like that generation. Until the generation in which the Messiah will come, and that will awaken in the world. As written, Ki kulam yedu oti, for they shall all know me, lemiktanam ve'ad gdolam, from the smallest to the greatest. 33. And a river comes out of Eden to water the garden. The name of that river is Yovel, which is Bina, from which life emerged to the world. And they are called the lives of the king. The great and strong tree, Zeranpin, that has food for all, is called the tree of life. A tree that has planted its roots in those life up above, which is Bina, and all is good. 34. That river elicited deep streams, which are Hagat of Zeranpin, in the oil of the ointment, to water the garden, Malchut, and to satiate the trees and the plantations, the Sfirot of Malchut, as written, Yisbe'u atzei Hashem arzei Lebanon asher nata. And those streams, Chagat, pour and extend and accumulate in two pillars that the Brayot call them Yachin and Boaz, Netzach veHod. And from them emerge all the streams, Chagat, and they dwell at the degree of Tzadik, Yesod, as written, V'tzadik Yesod Olam, and the righteous shall be the foundation of the world. And they all go and accumulate at the degree of the sea of Chochmah, Malchut, as written, all the streams go to the sea. And we'll move on to the next part of the lesson.